Well, yeah, I'm kind of a, it's ironic how this whole thing came together. First of all, I was completely oblivious to the knowledge that 50 years ago I was playing football down there. Kind of makes you feel kind of old all of a sudden. Steve Black called up a player that was on our team at the time, and he said we should get together for our 50th, and I was just flabbergasted. It's been 50 years really since we played down there. So the plan was to try to see if we can get a hold of the old players that are kind of old but had played down there and see if we could get together and kind of reminisce and see how people are doing. So Steve was very active with Russ Welch's help. Our roster, I think, was 43 people, and we've been trying to get a hold of them and seeing if they could make it back to a Friday night football game, and just kind of, you know, like I said, see what shows up and what things they're doing and how people are and all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, we have two players that can't make it. Pat Crist, who was absolutely awesome football player for us, died in a motorcycle accident when he was attending football at the University of Minnesota. And Barry Plath, another one that unfortunately passed away. But one coach, Al Perhi, who was one of our coaches, of course, out of three at the time. And unfortunately, he passed away too. But we're going to try to get together. Our plans are to meet by Todd Field and talk and meet, and then we're going to try to have a tour of the field through Trent Hansen, our current athletic director, and take a look at how it's changed so much and walk around the field a little bit and get a hang of that. A lot of people have not seen our new locker rooms, of course, since the renovation of Todd Field at McNamara Stadium. So it'll be fun. And then hopefully go watch a Raider victory and compare ourselves to what we're seeing on the field at the time.
Yeah, so what are kind of your, obviously it was 1972, but what were some things that you really remember from that team?
Well, for me personally, a couple things. One is, you know, I grew up on the east side of Hastings there, and it was, you know, sports was stuff that really, I don't want to say saved me or something like that, but inspired me to go on to college and inspired me to become a coach myself eventually, and wanted to pass the good experiences that I had as a player at Todd Field to other generations of players beyond that. The excitement of Friday night football was always there for me and our classmates. We were fortunate enough to win the conference that year. We were undefeated, and it was for the playoff picture at that time. It's the first actual playoff system in the state of Minnesota high school football. So it was all brand new to us, you know, but they were going to play until one team won it. And so our playoff, we defeated Anoka at the time and then lost to Moorhead. And then Moorhead played Minneapolis Washburn for this first state title, and Minneapolis Washburn defeated Moorhead. So technically we finished in the Final Four, which is quite an accomplishment. The other thing was pretty unique is we ended up with three of our players on scholarship to the University of Minnesota from that squad, which is outstanding, I thought. And then we had numerous play Division III, and a couple, I believe, went on to play at Division II, Mankato specifically. So it was quite a talented bunch of athletes that I was lucky to be associated with. And they're all good people, too.
Yeah, so is it going to be fun for you to see all these people again? Or how is it going to be? I'm not sure when the last time you saw all them was. So what is the emotions going to be like when you walk out there on Friday?
Well, unfortunately, we've changed a little bit from the old football program picture. back in 72, so I'm sure there's going to be a few with a little more weight gain and, you know, gray beards and stuff like that, or hair loss or whatever, but it'll be interesting to hear stories from everybody, different perspectives of games and things that went on and practices at the time, and it was a little different back then than it is now, of course. When we were still playing, one of the things that used to be so exciting on Friday night was there was a tunnel across Highway 61. I don't know if you ever knew that, Trey, did you?
I don't think I remember that. I obviously don't think I've been here long enough to have even known that, so.
Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly what year it was sealed up, but it was so cool to be where Schoolhouse Square was, where the high school was, and we actually had a tunnel that the highway department built for Hastings at the time that would come through or underneath the Highway 61 road there. And it was just so exciting to come through this darkened area and then come out into the lights of Todd Field. It was just awesome. And if you ever had a chance to talk to people, which, you know, obviously we have over the years and stuff, they still remember coming through that tunnel into Todd Field at the time. So, and ironically, one of our players, Terry Matula, and his dad, he was a contractor, and they sealed it up. So kind of a sad deal, but it'll be interesting to hear stories about that and everything else. Since then, you know, the new lights, the new bleachers, the new scoreboards, new turf, just how it's been, you know, just awesome to be maybe a part of the motivation to keep Todd Field where it is, and then with the help of the McNamara families to remake it into one of the most iconic, you know, high school football fields in the state of Minnesota.
Absolutely. So after that 1972 team, you went on to end up coaching at Hastings, and you guys did some pretty good things. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to know the answer to this question, but what was your favorite moment from coaching Hastings High School football?
Oh, jeepers. In fact, I was just with Russ Welch, who was on the 72 team. We were talking about, you know, stuff like that and things like that. And it's so hard. You know, I was fortunate to be there 22 years with Terry Hartman and Marty Kranz and Tom Dahlberg specifically for the longest tenure of those assistant coaches. And, you know, the state tournament, obviously, in 2001 was a huge thing for everybody. And I was so proud for all of our coaches who have been in the program a long time. And I even had a son involved with that, so that was always pretty good. But if people think back, here's something that people don't know, but George Thole, who was a longtime coach at Stillwater High School, four-time state champs, his very first game as a new head coach in Stillwater was against Hastings, which we defeated him. And his last time coaching in his career was at Hastings, and we also beat him. So it's kind of a interesting little dilemma there. But I mean, Mullen, Colorado flew to the Twin Cities and played us in a game which was just unbelievable here at Todd Field, and they were ranked, I think, one of the top 20 teams in the country at the time, and we defeated them, and, you know, it was just a tremendous effort by some kids. I think their coach said that they had 7 Division I athletes on their roster that year. And Hastings pulled it together and beat them. So yeah, that's just a couple of them that really stand out in my mind.
All right. So final question for you is obviously, did you ever think you'd see the day where there'd be a turf field out there at Todd Field? And obviously, you probably played on a grass field. So what was the difference between that versus what probably playing on a turf field is like for you?
Well, it's unbelievable. back in the day, they used to use lime for the lines, the 10-yard line markers, you know, and stuff across the field and stuff. They used lime, and the lime would look real good until it started spreading. So your 2-inch wide lime efforts to kill the grass to make a line turns into like 3 feet wide because it keeps spreading and killing the grass type of stuff. So, and the bumpiness back in the days, and then the longer you play on grass, the more beat up it becomes, and pretty soon you're playing in cold weather on frozen ground, and it's literally like playing on a street. I remember when we were playing Moundsview one time in a playoff game, some of their players played in tennis shoes because they had better grip than spikes that wouldn't go into the ground because it was frozen so hard. And so with the turf right now, it's just magnifies the uniqueness of a high school football field. So I personally never thought that they would do it. And then you see one more team in your conference, one more team in your conference, one more team in your conference getting it. And I think it was a wise decision because of the usage that they now have down there rather than just a few sport opportunities. It's all the way down to flag football uses it. So I think it's just an incredible benefit to a beautiful stadium. So I'm happy to see it. I'm glad it came through for it. And anybody that drives by that field knows that Hastings is a good community for sports.
Well, we thank you so much, Bob, for the time. We really appreciate it. Hope you have fun Friday night, and we'll see you out there.
So we're looking forward to it, and it'd be really nice to see Hastings beat St. Thomas. And either way it goes, we know that the kids are trying hard down there, and the coaches are working their tail off to try to do something good for our community. And like I said, the big thing is that from the team of 72, that they feel proud, obviously, to have been on that field. And tradition lives on, and I hope other teams follow our suit and can enjoy a get-together. And maybe 50 years is too long, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to it a lot.